Where does fat go when we lose it?
Oh, gosh. I'm sure that a lot of people actually found this out in high school. But when we asked, I was very surprised that a big study published in the British Medical Journal asked 50 family doctors, 50 dietitians, and 50 personal trainers, where does the fat go? 144 of these 150 health professionals got it dead wrong. Not a single one of the physicians and not a single one of the personal trainers knew where the fat goes. And so we started asking people, and we got so many funny answers. The usual one was that it comes out in your feces and urine, which is why daily regularity is so important. And another one was fats converted to energy and heat and simply disappears. I mean, both of those are totally wrong. For instance, the second one, like all matter in the universe, you and your body are subject to the laws of physics. So disappearing fat that actually disappears would violate the laws of conservation of mass. So it's right in any college textbook, any college textbook. If I leave out all the biochemistry, it's pretty simple. To lose 10 pounds of body fat, you have to intake approximately 14 pounds of extra oxygen. The oxygen then oxidizes the fat that you've persuaded into your bloodstream by exercise to produce about the same amount of carbon dioxide, which you exhale, plus about 8 pounds of water. And that's it. The fat is breathed out. Your fat is breathed out.